Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into the Covenant Cafe with your hosts, Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lake. Are you stressed? Don't be stressed. You should always be blessed. You got a testimony to speak. You need a little advice, or you just need to hear some inspirational music. Well, you have found the place, the Covenant Cafe, with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lake. It's time to get blessed.
Blessing. I'm on here with a celebrity, so I'm feeling kind of, I'm humble. It's great to be here with you, Lamont.
Oh, great. That's good. That's good. So what we're going to do before we start our show off, we're going to go into the verse for today. And Poetic Lace is going to lay that on us. What is our verse for today?
So our verse for today is Psalms 51, 10 and 11. And what's so powerful about this verse is this is right after David had messed up with Bathsheba. So it just let us know that we have our times when we messed up, but God will still hear us. So this is the verse. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. So that's crucial, y'all. When we have our slip-ups, we have our mistakes, we need to let God know, like, make a clean heart in me. Lord, do not take your spirit from me, because I'm lost without it. So I thought this was so powerful, and this is how we should open up our day, our life, and this segment. So that's where we at.
That's good. And what's everybody that's tuning in, this is the Covenant Cafe on the Hour radio show. Last week, we had a lot of fun up here last week. We discussed a lot of issues, and today we're going to get into some interesting news. First and foremost, you guys heard about Rodney King. Yeah, he passed this morning. Those who don't know anything about Rodney King, can you lay something on him?
Rodney King, it's kind of funny to me how this guy went into his celebrity, if you want to call it that. Rodney King was caught on tape in the 1991 year of getting beat by many police officers, which was videotaped by an unprofessional camera guy, and it led to the riots of L.A. So this is like a huge standpoint in where we are today in our society, as a matter of fact. So that's a key thing about his, you know, who Rodney King is.
Yeah, and it's kind of very relevant of what's going on today. Like last week, I spoke about the Trayvon Martin situation, where the gentleman was told not to apprehend this young man, and they get into a struggle, and then a young man loses his life. Right. Now, when Rodney King's situation came about, his situation was videotaped, like you said, poetically.
Right.
It was videotaped, and these guys still got off. Now, I got a question for you. What do you think would happen if that would have happened today?
Come on. And it's funny because you know the answer. It's like we're still dealing with that same issue today. And is, you know, I hate to play the race card so often because it's always played, but, I mean, the truth is, you know, if it would happen today, it probably would be the same results.
Uh-huh.
The same result. It would be an ongoing battle with the court system, and it wouldn't look that favorable amongst, you know, the African-American community. And that's just keeping it real.
That is definitely real. It's just incredible, you know, here, that situation in itself. And now this guy, you know, 47, am I correct? 47 years
right.
old. And then he passed. Let's get into something else here. We're going to have two interviews today. We're going to have Sonya McGuire as well as Mario Brown. They're going to be calling in today. So
these are some bad artists.
Yeah. So you guys, we have a lot in store for you guys today. Like I said, bounce back to the current events. This guy, that situation with Rodney King. Sorry to hear about the news, you know, to the family of Rodney King. We're going to move into some other news. China. What happened with China? Let's talk about China.
So yesterday at 6:37 p.m., China sent their first female astronaut into space. Her name is Lao Yang. I found that to be very, very powerful because this is a milestone that they're passing in their culture over there at their country. Her and two other astronauts, they're basically living out of space. Two of them will live in the modules while the other one will live in a capsule, just searching over like emergency kind of movements, things like that. So this is very powerful as far as the world news goes because the world is constantly changing and there's a lot going on that I feel that we as people, all of us, no matter what your color is, we need to be aware. And no matter what your ethnic background or where you live at, we should be aware of this because things are happening. And that's very powerful for the whole mankind that, you know, things are getting broken. You know, bondage is breaking.
Yeah. It's 2012. We still have a lot of firsts. You know, that's incredible.
Yeah. Right.
Before we get into this incredible situation about this tax situation, let's go into a song, and then we're gonna talk about this lady and this $2.1 million tax situation.
Ooh.
Wow, $2.1 million TurboTax awarded this young lady. So we're gonna tell you the twist after we hear Dandrill, Make Me Overstand.
Darling, he still makes you cry. does he beat you down till you can see your way? Now would a man that truly loves you treat his queen that way? Make me
overstand wow.
Why you holding on to someone who doesn't love you and a love that's truly gone. To all those ladies, don't you let your man treat you that way.
I could sing notes like that. Oh boy, you know what? Hey, you are, it's going to be a takeover.
Man, I just wish I could sing beyond my shower. How about that?
Who you telling?
I can sing, but my shower has to come with me.
I feel you.
I can't sing. I could sing solo that you can't hear me, you know? way in the back. Those who are tuning in, this is the D Hour show, radio show, The Covenant Cafe. Your host, Poetic Lace, and myself, Lamont Ferguson. This is The Covenant Cafe. And those who were tuning in, we were discussing this young lady who did this thing through TurboTax, and they gave her $2.1 million in tax refund. $2.1 million. Wow. And it was 25 years old? You
25.
Know, yeah. And she reported $3 million in wages and claimed $2.1 million in refunds. Man.
That's crazy, because it's like, how do you get away with that? How does it happen that smooth for her? You know what I mean?
I don't understand how come there weren't any red flags. I mean, we already in debt. So you just missing out $2.1 million, and you have people out here that can't save their home. They're going, trying to make an honest living, trying to save their home. They can't get money. But this lady goes through TurboTax. Shame on you, TurboTax. $2.1 million. Now, let's take it to another level. If we weren't in our right state of mind, before we even get to what she actually did with her money, if that was me, if I wasn't in my right state of mind, I have to put that in quotations, not my right state of mind, I would have to move out of the United States where I wouldn't be extradited.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You could know me if I was off in another land somewhere, but since I'm in my right state of mind, I wouldn't be doing this in the first place. But this lady, all she could muster up is spending money on a Dodge Caravan, $2,000, and then she bought more than $800 in tires and wheels. But in over a month's period, she spent over $150,000. That's a lot of money. But
you know, after I thought about it now I'm not condoning this at all, because we're sanctified and Holy Ghost filled. But after thinking about it, that's kind of smart that she only bought, you know, $2,000 car, rims, tires, whatever, just to get around, because she kept it low-key. Now, the thing is, she did spend over too much, $150,000. Now, I want to know where that money went. I hope she did something good with it. You know what I mean? Something for the community.
Now we have to give everyone the kicker.
Give some. Got to.
How she got caught?
She got caught. Now, listen, this is crazy, because I'll stutter every time I say it. She got caught. She got caught because she reported her original debit card stolen. So when the issuer, you know, saw that she was depositing large amounts of money into her account, it red flagged. So she got caught for basically doing the right thing. Did I just say that right? Is that right? Did I just say that?
Yeah, because she was reporting her actual card. And she got caught. But now let's go on a little bit further. You mean with all the technology that we have, the only reason why she got caught by her trying to retrieve her own card, but the red flags didn't go up when they sent her $2.1 million.
So in actuality, if she would have never lost her real card, she'd be out here right now balling still. Is that what I just heard?
She would be scot-free while you have thousands and thousands of Americans who did their taxes the correct way. These same people that are struggling with their houses can't get good tax money back to save them their houses. But this young lady here who goes to TurboTax online at home, and, man, that's incredible. All right, let's get in some weird news. This is pretty interesting. Lace, you did a good job on this one. That's some weird news for today.
So, this is weird for real now, so y'all brace yourselves. So, recent studies show that babies are getting tested positive, for marijuana. Now, the reason why they're getting tested positive, because the urine samples are showing that in the lotions, like such as in the soaps, such as Johnson & Johnson, Head to Toes Baby Wash, J&J Bedtime Bath, CVS Nighttime, Aveeno Soothing Relief Cream and Wash, and Aveeno Wash Shampoo, they all have THC in it, which is an active ingredient in marijuana. So it's crazy. Like, you have a kid, and he can test positive for marijuana, and he's only a day old. If you put lotion on, I hope y'all not that young. But just saying, this is how crucial it is. How we need to be aware of what chemicals we are putting on our bodies, what chemicals we're digesting, what chemicals we are around. Like, this is serious, y'all. We really expose ourselves to a lot of dangers daily, and I'm really tripping because it's like, wow, babies getting, you know what I mean? Babies are getting screened and tested for marijuana, and they're testing positive.
Wow.
This is crazy. You know what I mean?
That is definitely crazy. And we got one more story for you guys. This one, this is another money issue. This is another money situation. In Detroit, this guy, Ronald Page, a retired General Motors worker, he was gambling. He was at the casino gambling. And the ATM had a bank error, which it was Bank of America.
My bank error.
The money kept coming out. So it was $10,000 or $20,000. Then it was $50,000. The money just kept coming out for this guy, not all at once, but in different situations. This guy ended up getting $1.5 million when it was all said and done. He gambled it away. He went to Creektown Casino in Detroit and spent $312,000, and then went to MGM Grand Casino and spent $103,000, and then he went to Motor City Casino and spent $514,000.
Did he win anything? Dang.
Spent some time in jail.
So how did he get caught?
It said after 15, this went on for 15 days.
Okay.
They finally put a stop on the account, but not before he got at least $1.5 million. But now they're recommending 15 months in prison for this guy. So, yeah. So, guys, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this situation, the lady that had the tax situation, crime don't pay. No matter how perfect it seems, crime does not pay. And, you know, he thought he was going to, gamble. He said, okay, well, I got some free money here to gamble some more. But he lost it. He probably lost it. And now he gained some time in jail. That's incredible, though. But you know what? Before we get into some other stuff, we're going to go to another song. Wow, this is incredible, man. I mean, these stories out here, these people. Man, what are they thinking? Let's go ahead and get into No Weapon, and then we can finish talking about this gentleman that spent up all this money. And let's open up for the listeners. the listeners. If you have something to say about this money, about this tax, this lady who got this money, $2.1 million from the tax, TurboTax, and this guy that was getting this unlimited money from his ATM, call in or send me a chat, something on the chat line, to let me know what you think, what you would have done, honestly. Now, there's some people that's going to say they would have done X, Y, and Z and not really have done that. That's why I said, let's be truthful. What would you have done in that case? It's easy to find less than $10 on the ground and give it to somebody if you see they dropped it. But this is millions of dollars.
Right.
not so easy to turn that away. You know what I mean? So, like, if you see somebody drop a $5, most likely you'll say, okay, hey, man, here, you dropped your $5 bill. But this ATM machine was giving out all this money. But so for those guys that's listening, young ladies that's listening, if you have something to say about this, please send us something on the chat line, on the chat, so we can talk about it. Let's go ahead and get into Fred Hammond. No weapon.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon. Although they've said a snare, a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
You just say one.
It won't.
You just say one.
Man, oh man.
That song always ministers to me. It always does. Always does.
Definitely a great song. We have Sonya on the line. I think I just lost her. Sonya, if you're still there, can you please call back? Sonya McGuire, she's going to be calling us back here. She's on, actually, Sonya.
Yes.
Hello, how are you doing?
I am great. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing absolutely beautiful. Can't complain at all. Ladies and gentlemen, we have on the line Miss Sonya McGuire from Atlanta, Georgia. She's a gospel artist, Christian gospel, neo soul, jazz artist, and her music is just phenomenal.
Man, to God be the glory.
Oh, my goodness.
Sonya, I just want to just praise God for you for a second because just I heard your music. Oh, God is good. Should have thought about it. I saw your live performance, and I was blown away because I saw the devil running because he should have thought about it.
Right.
And I just want to thank God for you. God bless you, sister. And I'm sorry, I didn't even cut you off, Brother Ferguson. But God is good.
Yes, he is.
We have another artist online here. I believe this is Mario. Hold on one second. Hello, Mario? Hello? Are you there? Okay, I must have lost him. Okay, I do apologize that, ladies and gentlemen. But I've listened to your music. And Sonya, am I saying your name right?
Yes, sir, you are.
Okay, I don't want to make a mistake on perfection.
Oh, you're good.
I love your vibe. I love the neo soul aspect of it. I got one big question.
Okay.
What made you decide to say, hey, I'm going to sing gospel instead of R&B? Because some of the greats have done R&B, you know, they went from the church to R&B, you know. So what made you stay in line with the gospel, in line with gospel music?
Well, I would really have to say that it's nothing but God, simply because of the fact of life experience. Once you get to know who he is, and I know who he is and who he's been in my life, so I really didn't have a choice. That's what my heart is.
Amen.
Yeah, that is definitely. Hey, what can you say about that? You know, what can you say? You can't say, no, I'm not going to sing that. You know what I mean? So you have to obey what's on your heart. Now, can you tell us a little something about your music besides before we actually go in on what makes you tick and stuff like that? Can you tell the view? I keep saying viewers. I guess we're gonna be on TV one day.
Yeah, right, prophesy.
Speak it. That's it.
Speak it.
Can you enlighten our audience about your music? What made you have that type of blend? Because, you know, there's various forms of gospel music out there where people may listen. Oh, I don't want to listen to that. That's gospel. But when they hear your music, they listen, and then they say, oh, man, this is that neo-soul stuff going. And then you have your message in there. Can you explain that to our listening audience?
Well, definitely. I don't believe that you can put God in a box. I feel like wherever your need is, God will meet you there. And a lot of times, some people may never enter into a church house or may never enter into a place of worship, but because music transcends every language, cultural barrier there is, it'll reach you right where you are. And some people don't want to hear, have you tried Jesus? Some people have given up on that side of church. And a lot of times, you know, people go out, and believe it or not, it's more Christians that buy secular music than it is people that don't know God, you know, realistically, because those are areas of their life that they want to be, I'll say, ministered to. But it's kind of like, it's, you know, if you ride in your car, you know, if you're at home and you just want to have a worship experience, or, you know, if you're on the job and you want some uplifting music, you know, I believe God could not be confined to a box, and I don't believe music should be either when it comes to ministry, because there are different levels of ministry and different people that you're ministered to. So if I just sang traditional gospel, then what about the young people? We push them on out the door and say, this is the only face of gospel right here. So all that other stuff. So they're going to automatically gravitate towards the complete opposite.
Amen.
If you have nothing for them, you know.
I understand that totally, because you have to put it in the bread, because the people that you're actually singing for trying to get saved is not always just people in the church. It's people
right.
out in the world. So if they hear a blatant message, this is Christian music, you know what I mean? I'm going to be singing about the Lord. And then people, oh, I want to hear that, you know. I want to hear something else. But if you got them listening, tapping their feet and stuff like that, then they'll be able to sit there and listen to the lyrics.
What
is your writing process? Me personally, I'm a writer. I write, you know, film scripts and plays and stuff like that. I've done hip hop. But everybody has a writing process. What is your writing process when you write your music?
Well, in all honesty, I don't set out to ever write a song. When God gives me a song, He gives it to me. Sometimes it's should have thought about it, should have thought about it, should have thought about it. And I may get the verses later, a month down the road, He may wake me up. He gave me Blessed on 9/11 years ago, and I didn't know then what I was penning. But He gave me the entire song, or just like the project that I'm working on now, the next chapter, you know, He gave it to me. It was just like that. So it's really not for me. It's really not a process. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, why don't you write for me? And I'm like, wow, I've really never written for anyone. It's just songs that God has given me through different life experiences, through seeing someone else's experience. But how He gives it to me is pretty much how I give it to His people.
Well, that's excellent. Now, I have a question before we actually get into your song. Were you listening when we were talking about the money situation, the TurboTax?
Yes. I hadn't. Just getting in from Dad for Father's Day.
Oh, okay. Well, we were talking about this young lady who did her taxes through TurboTax, and she was awarded $2.1 million. Now, the question, what would you have done with that? But she spent over $150,000, and then she purchased a Dodge minivan for $2,000 and $800 in rims and tires. So what would Miss Sonya have done with that?
Well, firstly, I believe it's a blessing to be a blessing. My first thought, of course, I would have given my tithes into the church. I would have blessed my pastor and first lady and family. I would have blessed my family. I would have blessed those that are less fortunate. I actually have three nonprofits that I work with, the Sister Soul and Psalms, which empowers from teen parents to any woman that's really trying to move forward from where they are to their greater. And then I have another one called Psalms of Thanks, and that's where we provide food and clothing and toys for needy families. And there's another one for the young people called Project Think, and I would invest in that because it is a program that literally provokes the thought processes of young people and choices and decisions that they make, how the decisions that they make now affects their later, and how to stop before making decisions. So I would really reinvest back into the church, into the community, you know, into those, even in music ministry, whatever I can do to be a blessing, because I've learned a long time ago, it's not all the time what you keep in your hand, but it's when you open up your hand that God can really put greater in it. When you bless somebody else, when you sow what you want to see in somebody else's yard, you're going to see it grow up in yours. So I'm a believer that it's a blessing, you know, to be a blessing.
Okay. That's pretty interesting. We were on another planet. I was like, if that would have happened to me, I would have been out the country.
I feel you.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to get into one of your songs, Beautiful. Can you tell us about this song before we get into it?
Well, Beautiful was a lot of times, you know, in life, young people as well as old deal with pressures just of life. And a lot of times the devil would have a person to think that they need to do so much self-improvement on the way they look. But we don't see ourselves the way God sees us. And he made us in his own image, which is beautiful. So a lot of times, you know, we get so struck on, oh, well, she's skinny, she's fat, he's dark, he's light, or whatever, this exterior, when we really need to deal with the beauty that's inside of us. Because if that's right, everything outside will be beautified as well. So Beautiful was really a song to encourage those that are in wherever they are in life. You're beautiful just the way that you are because you are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to get into it. Sonya McGuire, Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to bring you back for a few more minutes, and we're going to wrap this up. With Sonya McGuire, so we're gonna go ahead and play Beautiful, and we'll be back with Sonya McGuire.
Just for you. Hold.
That was beautiful.
That was, yeah, definitely
that was beautiful. I love that, like, the up-tempo vibe to it, and that's going on my playlist, just to let you know that it's going on my playlist.
Greatly appreciate it, man. Greatly appreciate it.
So, Sonya, it's really obvious that the Lord is using you in a mighty way. It's really obvious. He has you on display in front of the world. I see that you've been to, you know, many places, Europe especially, and everything like that. So, also, I see some of the acknowledgments. You've been nominated for Stellar Awards, Best New Artist. It's just, the list goes on. So I want to ask you, if you were talking to another artist, some other artist right now, who want to get to where you are, what advice would you give them?
Well, my first thought would be that the Bible says that the gifts of God are for the building of the kingdom of God.
Mm.
And therefore,
Amen.
Your gift is never about you. Never lose
Amen.
Focus that it's about lifting up God's people and those that need to hear a word from God. One, two, as long as you have your hands lifted up to him, he'll pick you up and he'll take you wherever he desires for your ministry to go. But it can never
Amen.
Be about you. So I would encourage,
Amen.
You know, any other artist that's trying to get out there, you know, just be who God has called you to be. And he is the best thing that could ever lead you and guide you and be everything that you'll ever need. So, yeah, I would have to say that. Keep your focus on God.
That's awesome.
Amen.
Amen. That's definitely awesome. Okay, I thank you. I really thank you for taking your time and calling in on the Covenant Cafe. I really appreciate you reaching out to us. As you know, we're a brand new Blog Talk radio show here on the D-Hour Radio Network. It's definitely been a blessing to talk with you, you know.
Thank you all so much for having me. It's a pleasure as well because, you know, what you guys are doing are being a blessing to the independent artists as well. So thank you, and God bless you.
Okay. Before we let you go, we have one question I see here on the chat line. They say, what can we see from you in the future? What can we see from you?
Well, currently I'm working on my sophomore project, which is entitled The Next Chapter. And that all by itself, that song blessed me. When I tell you, when God gave it to me and I began to sing and write and produce that song, oh, wow. I mean, so many people think that they're at their life's end. And if you let people write your story or tell your story, it's over. But God turned the pages in your life, and he wrote the next chapter. I'm excited about what he's doing for my sophomore project. And I will definitely, you guys will be one of the first to get an EP on it as soon as I get finished.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm going to hold you to that now.
I got you. I know you're not going to let me forget it. I'm not going to forget. I got you. I greatly appreciate it.
I will tweet you.
Come on. I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in. We got a couple of callers on the line. We'll try to get those guys in here. So, like I said, this is Sonya McGuire, and I really appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir. Much love and many blessings to you all.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All
right, bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Caller, you're on the air with the D-Hour Show, the Covenant Cafe. Caller? I think we lost him. Hello? Okay, let me go to the next caller. Caller, you're on the air with the Covenant Cafe. This is Lamont Ferguson, your host, Poetic Lace. Caller, are you there? I guess you're not there, Paul.
I think it's your fault.
I think we had him on hold too long. I don't know. I was trying to switch over. I do apologize. I'm trying to get accustomed to this. Those callers that just called in, if you can call back in and we can answer, or if you had any questions or anything, you can just call back in and we can maybe answer your question. But I definitely, definitely enjoyed speaking with Miss McGuire.
Yes.
Awesome lady, isn't she?
Yes, her anointing is definitely strong, and I couldn't hold it in. I had to commend her for allowing God to use her in such a mighty way, because just if you get a hold of her bio, you guys are going to trip out of the things and the stuff and the people she's encountered, the lives she's touched, and it's just God is moving in a mighty way, and we need that in the kingdom. We need soldiers like that, and we need to keep her uplifted in prayer and to encourage her as she continues to fight. So it was a blessing to have her. Just a good talk that's like refreshing, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's interesting, because I got a lot of, I got a couple things that came in on the chat line. One young lady said that the songs, I'm not sure if this is a young lady or a man, I do apologize, but that they said the song got them in tears. She's awesome. I mean, what can you say? I do also apologize, because I did have somebody actually responded to the money issue. Pure Bliss 01 said they would turn the money in. Interesting. She said he or she said they would turn the money in. Let me get the rest of this here. It says, only because it's the right thing to do, because you will have to pay for it one day. You know?
And that's so true. That's mm-hmm. so true. Because if you really look at the circumstances of it, they had money for a very, very, very short amount of time. And now they're paying for it with their lives. So is it really worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Is 2 hours of happiness worth a lifetime of hell? You know what I mean? So I agree with you. I definitely agree with her. It's something like as a believer that we must hold on to the Lord's word as far as being honest, not lying, and not just doing deceitful stuff. Because in some way that is deceitful, because the money was not earned, mm-hmm. obviously. So why even move in a way like you did earn it? It's not right. And you're going to get that. You're going to get that coming back to you. You're wrong. So I definitely agree with the chat.
All right. I'm going to get into a commercial break. Of course, we got to pay the bills. And then we're going to come back out. And Poetic Lace is going to have a little something special going on for us.
Nah.
Let's get into this commercial break, and we'll be back with the Covenant Cafe, your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
All right.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
This is the Poetry Spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it free into the universe, taping down the tongue and speaking new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes with rest and less stress to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind. Go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now, it's a dime. Flow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked minds. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to flow it free. Now, leave me. This is the D Poetry Spot.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Poetry Spot on the Covenant Cafe. This is called Poetic Avenue, and Poetic Avenue features no one other than Poetic Lace.
Hey. We need a round of applause button ASAP. You feel me?
You know what, man? You definitely deserve.
Hey!
You definitely deserve that. We're going to take you guys on a journey and on Poetic Avenue. What are you going to lace us with there, Poetic Lace?
I'm actually going to give y'all something that I wrote way before I became an artist. It's called Change of Motion, and it's going to just basically take you on a journey of my change and my motions. So whenever y'all ready, let me know.
All
right. Okay. Thank you. You ready? Okay, there it is. I was wondering where it was going to speak. All right, there they go. All right. Poetically, I'm deep like the deep blue sea. I ain't worried about these sharks because they all fear me. I'm a killer whale in this crazy ocean. I can get on any girl like a favorite lotion. You know, lead it to the up and down motion. Wait. That's the past. It didn't last. Now I'm on a tight fast. Gotta let go of these earthly desires for the one I admire. Hang it up, Satan. It's time to retire. I'm on fire. I'd rather be a part of God's empire. You could say that I'm a liar if I'd rather be a big timer. Flame on. Tell me how you think I came on. I praise God even when I was getting rained on, stained on. I was born to sin. That's why I had some chains on. No longer a slave, but I'm stuck with these gold chains on. Lamos. Trying to stay on my head like some Kangos. Y'all ripped in, that's why I'm eating y'all like some Pringles. Speak my lingo, that's the only way we gon' mingle. I'ma keep it single until I meet the one that can sing my jingle. I'm on improved change, trying to expand my range. It's kind of strange that people despise such things. We used to be close friends like Stitch DeLillo. Now you're lost. Dang, I can't find Nemo. Maybe we need therapy, something like chemo. But what's the use? That's a bigger gamble than going to a casino. Things change from hatred to growing a new game. No shame, this motion is something I have claimed. Change in motion.
Wow. Wow. Man, see, now you're going to make me go back and I'm going to have to write some poetry.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Oh man, that was pretty nice. I see the number to the caller that we lost earlier. Maybe they're still around, and they could talk about what you just spit. And the caller, it was a 678 number, 678-77-84287. If you're still out there, please call us. And help me, because this guy just spit something. What is your writing process when you come up with stuff like that?
Honestly, it's very similar to Sonya's, because I can't write unless the Lord drops it in me. You know, I literally have a ghost writer, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is very inspired. He does everything through me from my album to daily talking. Like, God is too good for me to take any of the glory, you know. So that is the writing process. If God ain't speaking to me, then I ain't writing. As simple as that.
Oh my goodness. That was beautiful, man. So like the caller that's not there no more. If you please can call in and help me, maybe you can recite some poetry. That wasn't, I'm going to try to rhyme right there, but the number, the caller, 678-77-84287. please call in. But before we go further, since it looks like I'm not going to get any help, we're going to go into a song that you wrote.
Yes.
Broken Wings. Can you tell us, enlighten us about Broken Wings?
Broken Wings is a true story. It's my life. This is my ups and my downs. And it's just like what Sister Sonya said, what she discussed about is how, you know, how can you, the importance of touching people, because the people who need the touching, they're not always in the church. More so in this generation, in this time period, point blank period, you know, we need to get God out there more so. So the song is basically, it lets you know that I'm not perfect, and it shows you where I came from. It lets you know where I'm going and how I got to where I'm going. It's real talk. I can't even explain it because it's true. It's from my heart. God showed me myself. It's like looking in the mirror and I saw that, bro, I don't like what I see. I need something new.
Mm-hmm.
I need better.
Oh, okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into Broken Wings by Poetic Lace. And once you guys listen to this and be floored by this, hopefully, carefully, put your listening ears on like I tell my children. I only have two girls, Bonnie and...
Happy Father's Day, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there listening. Happy Father's Day to my father, my brother, all the fathers that's in my family. Happy Father's Day.
We definitely forgot to do that.
This is a great day. Happy Father's Day to all fathers, all those biological fathers and people that play the role as fathers, because there are a lot of people out there that's playing the role as a father and it's not their child and they're doing their job. But, hey, we could talk about that. Oh, man, I have a lot to say about that. But callers, people on the chat line, call in about Poetic Lace, poem that he just laced, and we're going to go into Broken Wings by nobody other than Poetic Lace.
Poetic Lace.
It's so hard to fly when your wings are broken. I guess it's hard to see God when you're so blind. You still gotta look for that light though. Tell him, Nova.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may find a way. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away.
Boy, I'm trapped in enigma. I'm at the kind of jail asking why you pulled the trigger. It must have been confusion from the blunts and the liquor. Seeing you in here only makes me get sicker. I'm mad, I'm pissed, I'm something like a bladder. Most my dog slipped when I started up the ladder. We were close friends, but you never helped my struggle. It was mostly criticizing and pointing out my trouble. Don't get it wrong, the love was there. But in my heart, I couldn't really say you can. That's like the women came around trying to get paid. But in the end, every single one felt played. No PS3, Nintendo, we are Xbox. That's so ironic, cause the game don't stop. I can remember every girl that I slept with. But I wish I could forget that we did it.
I'm looking for the right
direction.
I'm searching for the road of salvation. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away.
Yes, so has to go on. My brother's been praying that he just holds on. My mom's been praying that my brother comes home. The streets ain't really what you wanna call home. It's like times get hard. The harder we grow, we growing hard. So what else do we know? It's a hard night life and I had to live it twice. So many mistakes, but God still treats me nice. I'm wondering and pondering, thinking and blinking. Keep a sober mind.
stay far from drinking. I gotta do it, crabs in the pack. They tryna pull me down, cause the water is hot. The water is scorching, the water is scorching. These crabs are deceitful, cause they know it's approaching. Step around the corner, please pull me out of terror. I'm only 23, but I know the pallbearer.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation, so that I may find my way.
Waking up in the morning, I got a sad surprise. I lost my closest homie to a game of homicide. We in the city where you see the skinny dudes die. It's important that we pray just to keep by. I'm at his funeral, his mom is crying on my shoulder. They had my blood flowing slow and now my heart's colder. So I invested in some heat in case I have to teach. Then I heard, grab your Bible, keep that in your reach. Lord, pardon my mistakes, I had to play my hand. No spades, hearts of diamonds, such a tragic hand. So I went to the clubs looking for some love. Never realized all the wildest God that I shoved. God is good, man, I promise you can make it through. Bow down, confess Christ, is what you have to do. It's nothing to it, speak your heart, shouldn't feel shook. If you don't know what to say, just repeat the hook.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Oh, so that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away.
God, man, you know what? That was some good, you know, man. Okay, so now the pressure is on me. You're going to spit poetry. You're going to lace us with a track, Broken Wing. So I'm going to have to go in my crate next week and bring out some stuff. That's okay. I'm going to bring out. It's not a competition, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not a competition at all.
Before we get into discussing,
Before you get into that, as a matter of fact, since it's not a competition, because you gave me too much. So let me give a little back. This man, if y'all don't know it, this is an actor, writer, director, producer from Detroit, Michigan. Now he's been doing his thing for a minute. I'm talking about really in theatrical productions. Now you've been in, from what I've seen, you in Unequally Yoked, What a Woman Won't Do for Love. But this is the one that stood out the most for me. I want you to clarify it on me. Now, people, now we're talking to a celebrity now. You made an appearance on America's Most Wanted. Now, when I saw that, I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I'm online with a criminal.
Well,
Lord, what we going to do is criminal. But on the rest, tell me about that.
Okay. Well, thankfully, that's not it wasn't a real situation. It was a reenactment. Actually, we did the shooting, no pun intended, in Baltimore. You know, America Most Wanted, when they tell the stories, they, you know, hire actors to do a reenactment.
Gotcha.
And through my agent, I was able to book a spot on America's Most Wanted. I was an actual background person on that show. There was a couple of other things that I've done. I was on the Lifetime channel in a movie. It's God actually has been good, man. It's just been a crazy ride as an actor. So I kind of have to do everything that encompasses my field of expertise, from writing to acting to directing. I direct short films, plays. I have a production company, Sunrise Productions. I'm actually partnered with Desmond King, Marlon Hargrave here in the Portsmouth area. We're doing a lot of wonderful things. We're about to actually do a summer camp, acting camp, here in Portsmouth area. We're going to be working with the kids and showing them how to get to write scripts, how to do basic acting skills, enterprise skills. So God's been good. I mean, and you know, the road has been long, and it's, I see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I am still moving forward, you know, with God's grace.
Amen.
Yeah. He's definitely been a blessing, because there's been a lot of opportunities like this right here we got here. This Covenant Cafe, you know, is going to open up doors for a lot of people, not just us.
Right.
We're going to definitely, you know, interview a lot of indie artists here, you know.
Yes.
So if they want their music to be played here or interviewed, you know, they can call in or, you know, I can go ahead and give them an email.
Yes.
If you want to have your music heard here on the Covenant Cafe, email us at thecovenantcafe@gmail.com. So that is.
Go ahead and spell that.
Yeah, I'm going to spell it, because people have, you know, call it a brain fart, you know, missed a couple of letters on the. So.
Yes.
We're gonna spell this out for everybody.
Okay.
And it's thecovenantcafe. That is all one word @gmail.com.
I think you spelled it wrong.
Did
you say T-H-E? Did you say T-H-E? Did you leave out the E? It's not like you left out the E.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. People out there.
Let me say it again.
Right.
thecovenantcafe@gmail.com, The Covenant Cafe. So, I mean, what we got going here, ladies and gentlemen, we have a couple of artists of different cultures. You know, Poetic Lace is very known in the poetry field. I mean, he does. And also he has songs out. He has an album that's coming out. I mean, very talented brother. And, you know, on the other hand, I can't sing unless it's in the shower, so I can't take my shower without soap. That wouldn't be a good sight. But, you know, I write, you know, I act, direct. Acting is my first love. And it actually started when I was watching TV, and I always thought I was going to be a lawyer. And it wasn't really, I didn't really want to be a lawyer. I actually wanted to act like a lawyer. So I began to learned all the aspects of acting, you know. So, I mean, I love everything. I've done a gamut of things. I've even done stand-up comedy, you know. So I've done from stand-up comedy all the way up to, you know, being on television, local networks and stuff like that. So, like I said, God has been good. Just recently, on the Thank You Lordy status, I finished my master's degree. And
whoa.
Yes.
Bless God.
So, guys, you know, guys work miracles with me. So, there's a lot of things that's coming up. So, you guys have to stay tuned to the Covenant Cafe to hear stuff that's coming from this camp here. You know, Poetic Lace. Man, I mean, Broken Wings, dude. I mean, come on. Now, before we go into a commercial break, I have to ask you, like, what inspired you to say, hey, I want to be a person that spits poetry. I want to be a person that sings. I want to be that person that puts this, merges this together. What made you, I'm going to give you a two-part question. What made you do that, and is there a big difference between poetry and singing?
Just being honest with everybody, I never wanted to do anything like this. I used to be a college basketball player, and God told me straight up, you know, you're done with basketball. And when I moved to Miami, I wound up, you know, after some time, I was homeless. I got really sick. Life was just hell, for real, for real. And that's when the Lord spoke to me. And in the midst of all that, that's when I was just writing to cope with the stress and to deal with it. And, you know, long story short, because there's so much to it, when God called me to be, he told me I was poetic lace and music was going to be at one of the main avenues that I was going to speak to his people of the urban background as well as, you know, people in the suburbs all over the world. I had a sponsor, my joint associates, Libita Mason Clary, took a hold and sponsored my first project. And it just caught fire from there. And just to really answer your question, like I said, I never wanted to do this. And what keeps me dry and what inspires me is to know that there are so many people out there that's hopeless. And hopelessness is a horrible feeling, because that's what the Bible talks about so much, is that we need to hold on to our hope, hold on to faith. So I'm encouraged to introduce that hope and that faith to people, to allow God to use me and to touch people across the world. That's what really drives me, and that's where it came from. You know, I'll talk us all the way into the commercial break if I tell the story.
Okay.
That's what it is.
That is dope. But, you know, one of my listeners said I left off the E, but I have to clarify something for everybody. Thank you for listening, Mom. I love you.
I told you that E wasn't there, bro. I told you.
But I guess for the sake of this particular email, it's thecovenantcafe@gmail.com. So I guess that's just the way the email is set up. So I hope that's the correct. But if it's incorrect, I tell you what, you can actually email me at Lamont_Ferguson@yahoo.com. And I'm going to spell that out for everyone, because I always get Lamar, you know, LAM, you know. So it's LAMONTFERGUSON@yahoo.com. So what I actually want to do is get into a commercial break, because we have to pay our bills so we can stay on air. So let's go into this commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Covenant Cafe with your hosts, Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back to the Covenant Cafe on the D-Hour radio show featuring Lamont Ferguson as well as
Poetic Lace.
Poetic Lace. I want to get into the fathers. And before I get into the fathers, I want to announce this one more time so all the listeners could understand. We're going to be in the future continue to doing this format. We're going to also interview local artists, indie artists, national artists, all of the above. So if you are you have musical talent and you want to send in your music, I'm going to give that email to you, as well as if you just an inspirational speaker, motivational speaker, or if you are a Christian comic, a clean comic, email us at thecovenantcafe@gmail.com, and it's thecovenantcafe lamontfergusonmusic@gmail.com, or you can email me at lamont_ferguson@yahoo.com. That's lamont_ferguson@yahoo.com. Let's get into the fathers, man. The fathers. Happy Father's Day. I have to reiterate that. You can chime in when you want to, because sometimes I can talk forever and we don't have right now. But I want to say this. Those fathers that playing a role as a father, I definitely want to give you guys a shout out. There are a couple of fathers in my life play roles as fathers. Number one, my father. You know, he's been there through the thick and thin. Also, my stepfather. He has been there through the thick and thin as well. I mean, and they did it together. You know what I mean? Because that can't happen. Some places that don't happen. Some families, they say, oh, man, you got a stepfather. I'm not going to be in the picture. Or the stepfather pick up to Worrell, and my dad, Ralph Ferguson, Roman Ralph Ferguson, you know, they both can say, okay, he has somebody in the house, or my Worrell didn't say, he has a dad. I'm not going to do this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I'm with my dad did the fatherly things, and then when I went with my stepfather, he did the fatherly things too. So they work together. Unfortunately, some situations aren't that fortunate, mm-hmm. You know. And let's talk about this.
And that's exactly where I come in at, because on your end, like, you know, you're thanking your fathers and everything like that, stepfather and everything. My end, I come from where there was no father figure. I had a grandfather who passed away, but he adopted me, my brother, and my mom at a young age. And he was, like, old. Like, he died at 95 years old, and this was a couple of years ago. So, like, the distance between us is, like, decades. So he wasn't able to play that role as a dad. So, he was there as far as, because I was taking care of them as far as changing diapers, making hospital trips, diabetes shots, and everything like that. So, with that being said, I commend and I applaud to all you father figures out there, because it takes a man to teach a boy how to be a man. I felt like in my coming up, I would have been more disciplined if I would have had a man to show me how to be a man, instead of me being a boy having to follow my face and learning how to be a man. You know, it's a big difference in life. You know what I mean? I thank God that God was my father growing up and protected me from so much harm out here. So, on the other end, it's so crucial, because to be honest with you, I just realized today was Father's Day when the show started. Like, that's how real it is. Like, I don't even think about it. And this is so important. A lot of our youth today are dealing with the same thing. Like, we constantly saying sperm donor. My dad's a sperm donor. That's what you constantly hear nowadays, and that's not right. That's not even what God intended for us to be to our youth. So it's so important that we, one, continue to encourage the fathers who are, you know, I commend you, bro. You have two daughters, man, and you're raising them. You know, hit the applause button right now for yourself, please.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to hit, not just for me, all those fathers.
For
that
all
do.
Those.
That doing the jobs of fathers.
Definitely. They had to regroup.
We had to get a round of applause, you know, literally. Because, I mean, me personally, I work in an alternative setting, in a school setting, in a private school. And what I mean by that, alternative schools, we know how you have, in the public school, you have one bad apple, right?
Yeah.
Alternative schools, you have all these kids with behavior issues. And a lot of those guys, a lot of them, man, they come from homes where the pops is not there. You know?
Right.
They come from the homes where dad say, hey, well, I'm away, you the man of the house. I mean, like, at 14 and 15, someone saying, hey, man, you just want to play Madden. You know, at 14 and 15, I just want to play video games. I don't want to be a man of the house. You know what I mean? So, you know, I was blessed in that aspect. But a lot of people, you know, had to be the father figure in the house, which leads to a lot of peer pressure because the friends are saying, hey, man, I'm out here slinging, and I see that your mom's, you know, y'all struggling to eat, man. You know, if you get out here, you can get, you know, $1,000 in a week. You know, you go to McDonald's, you get $120 in a week. You know, so
if you do that.
You know what I mean? So as a youngster, that guy gonna say, hey, my dad said while he's away, you know, away maybe being locked up or maybe because that particular father that's in that household is working from the sun up to sunset and he's not in the house. You feel what I'm saying? So at a young age, some of these guys, I mean, I've heard horrible stories, you know, what these guys have to go through to be a father in their house. Well, the father figure in the house. And I think that's really, really, really important. So I want to just say a big ups to all the fathers out there that's doing their thing as a father, you know, to my brother. Both of my brothers are fathers. I mean, it's just a great thing to, you know, have that responsibility as a father because now you have to kind of be careful what you do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because my girls are on point with every step. If I say, hey, we about to go out, hey, where y'all going? You know what I mean? So they are tuned to every single thing. And just think if I was running my household out of, you know, with drugs and stuff like that, you know, how their mannerisms would have changed. And, you know, we mold our kids. People don't believe, a lot of people don't understand what you do, you mold your child.
Right.
You know,
sure.
What's funny about that? I was watching a commercial. I don't remember what it. I think it was a water commercial, and it was the father and the son, and the guy was drinking, I guess, Kool-Aid or whatever sweet drinks, and the child looked at him. So he's drinking a sweet drink. So he's following his father. So they said in order to drink healthy, they changed the water that sweet drink out of father's hand, put the water in his father's hand, and then saw the father drinking water, and then the son started drinking the water. And that's what we do as fathers. Whatever you're doing, your child will do the same thing. You know what I mean? So definitely big ups to all the fathers out there. We're going to get into a song. Mario Brown is supposed to be calling us here shortly. So everybody that's out there, stay tuned. So we're going to actually go into Lisa Paige Brooks' Better Life. You know what? Let me go to this song. You know what? I'm feeling something right now because there's a song by Sonya McGuire, who we spoke to earlier.
Yeah.
It's the name of the song is Everlasting Love. And from our Heavenly Father, we get everlasting love. You know what I mean?
Amen. Amen.
So let's follow in our Father's footsteps. And it's Sonya McGuire, Everlasting Love.
That believeth on the Father,
shall
have everlasting love, life of
all,
shall have.
everlasting love. That was definitely beautiful.
That was, it's everlasting in my mind right now.
Definitely. On the line, we have Mario Brown. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. What's going on?
There he is.
Everything's everything. Are you?
Yes, sir.
We would like to thank you for calling in on the Covenant Cafe.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, I really appreciate you taking your time and calling in here. First and foremost, ladies.
Before you even start, brother Mario, I just got to tell you, man, I saw your bio. You came a long ways. You came a long ways, man. And I commend you for your fight. You know, the Lord is gonna bless you. He's gonna continue to cover you, man. I gotta give a shout out to soldiers when soldiers come on, you know?
man,
go
yes,
ahead.
Sir, all day. I appreciate it.
But yeah. Brother Ferguson, I cut you off again. I'm sorry.
No, you are all right, man. When it happens, you know. Brother Mario.
Yes,
now,
sir.
I see you from Wisconsin.
Yeah, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. So are you a Green Bay fan?
Absolutely. All day, every day.
So you're a cheesehead?
Yes, sir.
That's funny because I'm a huge Detroit Lions fan. I'm from Detroit, so.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, it's all love.
It's all love. You're right about that.
Before we get into your song, I definitely enjoy your music. I was able to check out your music, and you have a very, very nice sound. And as a matter of fact, we played had your song Glory last week. Can you tell us a little bit more about the song Glory for the people that's about to hear Glory in a few minutes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, the song came to me. God gave me this song at a critical time in my life. You know, I had just by faith moved out to Charlotte, North Carolina with my wife and my daughter at the time. And, you know, I was going there seeking employment and didn't find anything. So, you know, I began to question God and ask if I really had heard him or not or if this was just Mario, you know, and my own desire. So I got down there and I couldn't find a job and things were just kind of falling apart. And I just heard him clearly speak, you know, use what you have. And so, you know, I started reaching out to different producers and things like that. And Pierre Madure, he reached out and he reached back, I should say. And he decided to connect with me. And we got together and God gave me this song called Glory. And basically, you know, all of us have a purpose in life. And at that time, I was trying to figure out what it was. I was really looking to, I wanted my life to have meaning and an impact, and I just kind of felt like I wasn't doing that. So, you know, he just kind of simplified it, you know, that all of us have a purpose, and that purpose simply is to bring glory to God, you know, in what we do.
Amen.
So, you know, I made a promise to God that, you know, from this point on, all that I do, I'll do it for your glory, and that's truly my heart. And, you know, things have really opened up from that point. You know, the song just says, I do it all for your glory. I do it all to give you the praise. I just want to please you with my story that you might receive all the glory. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell, man. And the song is taking off and, you know, people have been embracing it and identifying with it. So, you know, I just appreciate God just for entrusting that song with me.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Yes,
so I was looking at your bio and I saw that you were with a group called Rain. And y'all landed a demo deal with Electric Records. And you had a chance to work with some established artists such as Jagged Edge, Brian Cox, Tank, Left Eye, Jazzy Faye. Like, all, these are some interesting names. What was it like to work with these artists and producers?
Man, it was definitely a learning experience. At the time, most of the guys you named, they were up and coming as well. Of course, now they're large, you know, but I was kind of like on the ground level with them as they were rising. And, you know, I was learning a lot at the time musically and just, you know, in the studio and different things like that production-wise. So it was a pretty good experience. But, you know, the thing that kind of steered me away was the whole lifestyle and, you know, me knowing myself and knowing, you know, the temptations that I couldn't endure or couldn't handle. I had to get back to the Lord, man. I came back to Christ and just, you know, been here ever since.
And that's really real, man. I really commend you on that too, because it's that's like one of the first steps to really acknowledge like this can go downhill, and for you to step back from what some would call prosperity or wealth in the world, and what we would call leading to hell. So
yeah.
That's why I definitely said it's your soldier, because I could just see it, even though you didn't put it in the bio. I saw that, you know, and that's
wow.
I got up, you know, that's real life, and this is real life.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah. Wasn't the easiest thing to do. You know, my group members weren't happy at the time about it. And then I had a lot of people mm-hmm. telling me I was foolish, and, you know, y'all just about to blow up, and y'all right there. Why would you quit now? And I'm just like, man, listen, you know, I hear God, and I got to do what's right, you know, and what I know is right in my heart. So, you know, whether it took me years or if I never, one of the lyrics that's in the song Glory, it says, if I never reach millions or if I never fill arenas with thousands of fans, as long as you hear me, as long as you're pleased with the works of your hands. So, you know, that's just my desire, man. I don't know what God has for me, you know, totally, and, you know, in its entirety, but, you know, my main goal is just to please him, and wherever he takes me, you know, I'll go, so.
That's awesome, bro. Definitely awesome. And happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a great day. It's been a real good day. My family's taking care of me.
Oh, that's good. So what we're going to do is get into Glory, and then we're going to come back with you, Mario Brown.
Okay.
This is the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
Yes, with Mario Brown, and we're going to go to Mario Brown's Glory.
Yes, sir.
If it wasn't for you, I'd still be standing in the middle of the road, lost and confused. When you had a plan for me and I never knew, but now I'm living all for your glory. I found my purpose in you, that's why I'm telling everyone my story. I wanna blow my trumpet for you.
Maybe they could change.
sound in your ear.
That was
wow.
That was beautiful.
Mario, I love your vocals, man. If God
man.
Gave me your vocals, you know what I'll be doing right now? I don't have a real answer, but I'm just saying, like, I love your vocals, man. Glory to God.
Thank you, God,
for you. I do.
Praise God, man. I appreciate you guys. Yes, sir.
Man, like I said earlier, you know, I can't sing, but I can sing in the shower, so... I'm about to take my shower with me.
Yeah.
It would be a nice sight. I might get in trouble by the wife. First and foremost, what is your, you know, I spoke to all the artists today about their writing process. Sonya McGuire's writing process. Lace, we played a song from, you know, my co-host here, Poetic Lace. I talked to him about his writing process. What is your writing process?
Well, man, it's interesting. It comes in different forms for me. For example, I was just in Dallas. I actually got back today. But on Friday night, while I was asleep, God gave me a song in my dreams. And, you know, of course, in the dream, you don't know that it's even real. So, I'm listening to it, and I'm hearing this song. And I was actually at a concert, and I saw Marvin Sapp singing this song. And then... you know, once he started singing, everybody was just getting real hype and just like really loving the song. So I woke up and I'm like, wait a minute, this is a dream. So maybe that's my song. So, you know, I turned over and just put it in my phone. And, you know, I heard everything, the music, the lyrics, the vocals, just everything. It was just a full song. So sometimes, you know, God will just drop something in my spirit like that. Or, you know, other times, just depending on where I'm at, I write from a real place, you know, genuine experiences that I go through in life. I feel like those are the songs that really will touch men and women because it's genuine, it's sincere. So, I don't take it lightly. I put my heart out, you know, in the songs that I write. So, you know, I'm just real transparent about it and just take a real simplistic approach. So. That's pretty much my writing style. And then there's other times where I may get a track from a producer that I can vibe to, and, you know, I'll write to that or vice versa. I've got to give me a song, and I'll go to a producer, and he'll put the music to it. So it's just different ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's real about that, which is shows confirmation to, I'm hoping this is speaking to a lot of artists that are called by God. The artists that are called by God, writers or whatever you may call yourself that are called by God, the only way that you're going to be able to write is when God gives you the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be,
right.
That is perfect confirmation because you heard, you know, my brother Ferguson here, you heard from each artist, from all of us, that we said the same thing, like God give it to us. It comes from the heart. It's experience that is there. So this is how you know that Mario Brown is real, you guys. This is a real artist.
Yes, sir.
This is a real man of God we got on the line right now because he gave the real man of God answer.
Absolutely.
Do you see yourself producing other people after you reach a certain plateau in your life, as far as musically? You see yourself saying, okay, let me reach out?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's been my desire for some time now. You know, I kind of wanted to actually stay in the background as a songwriter. I consider myself a stronger songwriter, actually, than I am a singer. And, you know, God, I just have so many songs, so I would love to just, you know, spread them around and get them to different artists that's looking for material and things like that. But, yeah, I definitely would love to work with some other artists in the future as well. And that's actually starting to happen now. I connected with Morette Brown Clark and Nettie's Child Management, and they're managing me now, and she's helping me with some other opportunities to possibly write for some other artists as well. So, you know, shout out to Nettie's Child Music.
Okay, that sounds great. So to all the listeners, you heard that Mario Brown is definitely wanting to reach out. So Mario Brown is going to be tuning in to the Covenant Cafe, so he's going to be listening out for you, any artists out there that's looking for someone to reach out and help them. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to let these guys know, if you want your music to be played on the Covenant Cafe, you can email us at thecovenantcafe@gmail.com. That is thecovenantcafe@gmail.com, or you can email me, Lamont_Ferguson@yahoo.com. That is LAMONT_FERGUSON@yahoo.com. Man, it's been a real pleasure of having you on the show. Lace, you have something to
Yes, I do. I knew you read my mind. I was just waiting on you to read it. And Mario.
Yes, sir.
Mario, do you have a Twitter?
Yes, absolutely. It's MJB Music, and that's MJB MUSIK.
I'm sorry,
and,
I'm getting kind of okay. MJ.
MJB.
Uh-huh.
And that's Music, MUSIK.
Okay, MUSIK. When I saw MJB, I was like, oh, he wanted to be like Mary J. Blige? That's what I thought, but I was tripping. That's your name, Mario is your name, bro. I'm
Mario
Jermaine
Brown, yes.
Well, definitely your artist. Y'all heard that. And then number two, so I'm going to follow you. I'm at Poetic Lace, and
okay.
I want to do a song with you, so I expect you to follow me back.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
And I definitely want to get work in with you. If you got a pen, I want you to take this down. Check out my website is www.poeticlace.com.
Okay.
So I want you to see it just so you can see what type of artist I am, who I am, what's going on, if you don't already know, and everything like that. I want to follow you. Let's get some work in. Let's continue to build a kingdom.
That'll work. Now, where are you guys out of?
Oh, okay. We're in different locations. I'm here in Portsmouth, Virginia.
And I'm here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I just wanted to. So you guys have listeners, I'm sure, that's listening from everywhere as well.
I did want to
put this out here. I'm currently on tour with Fred Hammond and the McDonald's Gospel Tour. And,
okay,
let's go.
Thank you, man. We just did a show last night in Dallas, and it was great, man. Everything went really good. This coming Friday, I'll be in Detroit at Greater Grace, and then Saturday I'll be in Chicago for the Outdoor Gospel Fest with Fred as well. So if there's any listeners that's out there, I'd love to connect with you. Again, you know, MJB Music, and that's Music with a K on Twitter. So I just wanted to put that out there, and I appreciate everything you guys are doing.
And you on Facebook as well?
Facebook, yeah, that's / Mario J. Brown.
Okay. So y'all got that? I mean, he's doing some wonderful things. Before you go, I would also like to do some work with you. I can sing far, 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 far. Anybody not see that I'm there in concert? Because I might be kind of hurting.
Right.
But, it's been a pleasure having you up here. Looking forward to some more music from you. What's in store for you in the future before you leave us here?
Well, my album, the full album, should be releasing. Right now we have a tentative date of September 4th. So I'm looking forward to that. The single that you just heard and played, and thank you again, that's Climbing, and I'm hoping to get that, you know, as far as God will take it, but I'm hoping for a number one spot. And, you know, so that I believe is coming. And then, like I said, the full album will be released in September. And it's a great album. I believe everybody's going to appreciate it and love it musically. And, you know, I think it's a great, great piece of work. I'm real proud of it.
And I'm quite sure your family, everyone's proud of you, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, they are. I couldn't have done it without them.
And I do owe you something for being a father. You ready for this?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'll take it. Thank you.
All right, bro. Now, we'll be talking with you.
Sounds good. Looking forward to connecting with you guys.
Okay,
yes,
then.
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise God, man. You ought to be blessed.
You too, sir.
All right.
Alrighty. Yo, that guy, that bro right there, he's on point.
Yes.
What's on your heart? I mean, being the final 3 minutes of our show, let everybody know what's on your heart. as far as our closing verse for today, and we're going to talk a little bit about that before we go.
All right. So the whole thing is I love to just to end everything before I leave anybody with just some kind of inspiration, something to look forward to and something to hold in your heart and your mind. So what I'm giving you guys tonight is Romans 8, 37 through 39, which says, "Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
You know
so
what?
There is nothing that can separate us. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I was going to say something about that. You know what's so wild about that verse? That is the that is our call to worship. That is our call to worship at church.
Mm.
Yeah. So, man, that's very powerful. So I'm going to let you guys know, stay tuned to the Covenant Cafe with your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
Poetic Lace. We definitely enjoyed everyone out there. Stay blessed. Stay safe. And we will get back with you guys next week at on same day at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. We close now, and we might have some special stuff for you next week, so stay tuned to the Covenant Cafe on the Hour Radio Show.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later.
You are now